guys, welcome to Years in Between with me, Loretta and Rianne.
And me, Cynthia Jerry.
This is a podcast where we talk about our thoughts, feelings, and experiences in the years in between. How are you, my lovely?
I'm good, I thank God. Got a new pair of glasses.
Oh, yeah. You posted about your story, didn't you?
Yes, so let me actually tell you the story. Right, so as you guys know, I had an eye test last week. Well, no, was it last week or the week before? One of the two.
You mentioned it in last week's episode, yeah.
So it was 2 weeks ago. And I got two pairs of glasses for one. So I got one pair free, right? And so I picked this pair, I don't know if you can really see. For those listening on the podcast platforms, it's kind of a sheer green, if that makes sense. It's an
like
acrylic.
A sheer sagey green, I would
say. So you think of acrylic and how you can see like through the acrylic. It's kind of a, is it opaque is the word, I don't know.
No, opaque is like, I think it was transparent.
Yeah, it's kind of transparent, but it's green. So it's kind of like that. I've got that sort
very
of frame.
Cute-y.
Very cute, yes. And my second pair was a pink version to this one, but the corners were a bit more like pointed. And initially I thought they were cute, however it when I went to go collect them, I was like, oh, I don't like this one. And the person serving me, you could tell she was done for the day because I went off to work and she probably wanted to go home too. And I was like, yeah, I don't like this one. She was like, just give it 10 days and then come back. I said, no, I don't like them. And usually, like, they would come up with you to look at glasses. Mm-hmm. But she was like, okay, go look and then come back to me.
She's like, if you want to do this today, do it by yourself.
Yeah, literally. And so I did. And I was looking. Took my time. I didn't want to take too much of her time because it was end of the day, etc. I was being mindful. But I saw this pair where they were, like, smaller in size compared to this frame. Slightly pointed, but not so pointed than the pink ones. Those are the ones you saw in my story. And they like were black, but behind the frame, which you can see also is a bit of white, and they kind of gave me like Chanel, like late 90s Chanel vibe. They just missed the CC on the side, you know what I mean? So put these on my eyes. I said, yeah, by 5 or 4, I'm gonna like these because I think they're cute. So I did. I picked them up and I took them to her, and then yeah, I'm just excited for them. They glasses normally take a week. For those that don't wear glasses, you won't know this, but you get your glasses, like, you choose your glasses, you get your lenses fitted, no.
Decided on.
You get your lenses prescribed, yeah. Mm-hmm. Lenses prescribed, glasses decided on. You give it to the person, and they'll send it off, and it takes a week to be made. Then they send it back, and then you have to go collect it. So, it should be ready by the end of this week, and I'm so excited to wear it. But, I really like this pair. And they're so much better than the last pair of glasses that I had, I guess because they suit my eyes now. They prescribe to what my eyes need, so yeah, that's me.
How are your migraines?
Oh, thank God. The last one was the one that you last know about, so thank God.
Oh, good. Do you think just the glasses have helped? Or?
The glasses have helped, and I've been like declaring, like, by the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed over my temples every single day. And I feel like since doing that, I've not had any glasses. since doing that, I've not had any migraines. But the next step would be that I don't have to wear glasses 24/7. And I know the Lord will heal me in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So that's been me. A bit more like vibrant than the last two, I think.
Glasses, yeah. I'm happy, like, it's looking up as it should.
Amen. But yeah, that's me.
Oh, that's what you're gonna ask me.
How are you been, my lovely? How was your week?
Went to badminton yesterday, guys. My favorite thing. Basically, let me build it up because I know she's itching for me to say this. Because I was trying to save it for the pod, but then she guessed it because she remembered what I was working towards, and then she was just like,
"How
can
I forget?"
And I was like, "Oh,
we're in this in between together."
Right. But yeah, so for like the past, I guess, week and a half or so, at work we've had like this exam that was coming, and obviously revising for the exam, and yeah, so like this past, you know, the way you're looking at me, I'm
making
that like
okay,
it's fine. It's fine, I don't mind, but just like you're like, I can see in the camera looking like excited, and it's okay. I appreciate it. But yeah, so like a lot of revision and stuff. And yesterday, badminton, I was contemplating not going to badminton.
Oh, so I was
like,
revise.
So I could revise. But I was like, you know what? All my life, I feel like when it comes, obviously it depends on the content or like what the, you know. And don't get me wrong, this exam was also like, you know, it was actually...
Serious?
Yeah, I guess. Somewhat. No, yeah, it was. It's just, I feel like, because now I've done it, I'm just sort of like... But very much so before I did it, I was, yeah. But all my life, whenever it came to exams, I feel like when it would get to like the day before, especially the night before, you really lock in. I was locked in 100%, but I'd be like, if I had any plans, locked off entirely. But I was like, because I'd been doing it for the whole day, because they allowed us to work from home yesterday. They allowed us to work from home yesterday because the exam was today. So I was like, Retta, you've been in the whole day, grinding. Just go badminton. Yeah. Best believe I was playing intermittently. I'd stop and I'd revise. Then I'd go back on the court, then I'd revise, then I'd go back on the court.
Diligent.
So I was very much so, you know. But yeah, so I sat here today, and your girl,
give us a cheer!
I don't know, before anyone's curious, it doesn't tell you, like, if like what level you pass, that you either get a pass or you get a fail. That's all they tell you, they don't tell you. And yeah, it was, you know. But I wasn't as excited and happy as I should have been when I passed, because do you know what happened with this type of test? You either you take it either at home or like at your workplace, but you have to have a camera, like two sets of cameras watching your hands and everything. And if you move your hands, like they'd be like, they have to review the footage and potentially fail you, or like they're very strict about it. I went to a test center because I wasn't trying to deal with all of that, because you know. And when you go, you have to bring ID. Like, I think even with the at-home ones, you have to bring ID. So, cool. I'm there with my ID and my stuff, like my wallet, whatever. And I'm, like, you know, checking every 2 seconds. Yeah, got it. Tap out, like, not tap out. I get off at the station. The last place I tapped was when I got on the tram to get to the test centre. Cool. I get there. I'm revising last minute, you know, cramming, whatever. Then I said, okay, let me make my way inside. I was like, oh yeah, let me take out my wallet so I can get my ID out. Where's the wallet? Where is my purse? Where's my wallet? Whatever you want to call it, where is it? Where is it? Loretta doesn't know. Loretta remembered putting it in the zip in her bag and checking and literally looking every 2 seconds, feeling to make sure it's there. Where is it? And in the thing it says, you have to come with ID.
Where is it?
I literally had to tell myself, calm down, you've got it. Loretta didn't have it.
Where is it?
But the thing is, I had it with me because I had to use the like my Oyster card to get TfL. So it was with me.
Where is it?
It got lost or pickpocketed. Brother. I had my cards in it and everything. And my ID, my driving license, everything. So this is before I'm about to sit the exam. Literally, I had 10 minutes before my exam slot time. And I'm there like, oh my God, I'm about to crash out. Well, I wasn't about to crash out because, you know, I maintain steeze always.
My heart's
internally, I was literally just there like.
My heart's beating.
Bro, can you imagine how I felt?
No, I don't want to.
I was literally just there like, I'm finished. Like, obviously, in the grand scheme of things, it's not that deep, but it was that deep in that moment.
And right, where is it like, though?
It's not here. I am not in possession of it.
So
it's disappeared. I don't understand
how?
Where it went.
When?
Guys, when I got there, he was and the person was like, "Oh, can we have ID?" And I was like, "I got TfL here, but my thing's been lost or stolen. I don't know. Like, I think I must have been pickpocketed or something because." The way I was checking on that purse.
How?
And it's green, you're the green one that I had.
Yeah, but how though? Like, if you're checking it, how? How? Because you will be, how? How? Because I know you didn't take your eyes off that bag. So
bro,
when?
Bro, stolen. Or lost. But I don't think it was lost because the way I was. so, guarding that, like, okay, my life depends on it.
Back to the man.
Oh yeah, the man was like, I was like, I have a picture. I was in distress. He could tell I was in distress. Like, I was so distressed. Like, not like erratic, but I was literally like, you could see it in my face. Like, I was literally like, why? Like, what is even going on right now? Because obviously, if you've got an exam and you've literally spent all this time
preparing
for it, and you've set a time, and obviously you know you're gonna do it, all this pent up adrenaline for it then not to happen, or for them to turn you away, I was literally like, oh my gosh, please, like, I can't not sit here today, because I just don't have it in me to, like, keep going on this high cortisol type thing. Do you know what I mean? So I showed him. Thank God. I'd be taking pictures of, like, myself and my friend. I'd just be taking pictures of everything. And I had a picture of my passport, like, a type of one that you can send to, like, the government website. And I had one of my driver's license. So you needed two forms of ID, and they accepted that, because obviously there's been things on, like, government websites.
What favour surrounds you.
Honestly.
That's a testimony.
Honestly.
That's such a testimony.
Even when I... And keep in mind, the exam's timed. So even when I was in the exam, my brain was, like, at one point trailing off, thinking, like, all my cards in
no,
there.
Guys,
and I had to be, like, locked back in.
This
back
is
in.
Such a testimony. Do you know why? Because you lost your ID, but still they allowed you into the exam with the form of identification you had on your phone. One, two. You still had to do the exam whilst thinking about the loss of your cars, the loss of your driving license, that has all your personal information, not to scare you, but, like,
literally
the fact that you had to stay, like, within present time is such a testimony that you passed. Like, that's such a testimony. And I think that even confirms that you're meant to, you are what you're meant to be.
Amen.
Because the blessing is great.
Amen. I was literally just like,
that's wow.
The way I had to read the questions, like, because my, like, you know, because your brain just going so fast, I had to really process the way I had to go. There was one question, I think I read it 5 times because it just wasn't going into my head. Like, I felt like I wasn't in them. Like, do you know what I mean?
I pray that you retrieve, like, everything that you lost, because
I've cancelled all
of
it.
No, good.
And, like, everything that was lost is replaceable, thank God.
Amen.
But it just meant that when I saw the pass on the screen, I was just like, okay, calm, think, like, obviously I'm grateful for it, but I was just like,
see the enemy trying to take your joy?
Yeah,
no, after, like, so long.
I was so ready to be excited about passing. And I literally, what's so crazy, I envisioned sitting here being like, oh my gosh, I'm fine.
No, you still
and it's like, I'm still like, woo, but it's like,
you're remembering it with the loss.
Yeah.
But no, everything should be regained in Jesus' name. What the actual heck? That's crazy.
And again,
I'm sorry to hear that, man.
It's okay. It wasn't, you know.
But you still passed.
Amen. And the thing, another thing, I guess also because, again, because I was in the zone studying, I guess maybe I didn't deep it and didn't process it. We had a meeting. We have, like, stand up. Obviously, like, stand up every day. For those people who don't know what stand up is, it's like when you have a daily, like, check-in with your team, whatever. And yesterday we had one working from home. And obviously I'm in the revision mode. Even when the meeting was happening, my brain wasn't, like, you know. So I mistook them saying about being in today to mean that after my exam I had to go in. And prior to that, my understanding was that when you had your exam, you weren't gonna go in. So I was just like, okay, cool, I'll go to the exam, like, ready for work and just go straight from the exam to work. Everything goes down and all that. I'm thinking, oh, I have to go to work, like, this is just not it. Like, I just wanna go home, have a shower, and just, you know, come down from the adrenaline high that I've been on.
Yeah.
Cool, everything happens, you know what? Work's work, you still have to show up. So then I went, and they're like, what are you doing here, Loretto? Don't say that. What do you mean, what am I doing here? What do you actually mean, what am I doing here?
A wasted journey.
What do you mean, what am I doing here? Are you telling me I could have gone home? Is that what you're telling me?
Did you work?
You know, I actually did, because you've got a project due.
Diligent worker. Like, you are a diligent person.
But girl, but yeah, we, like, talked about the project and everything, and, like, I started, like, reading up on the stuff, but my brain was fried, so it wasn't really doing much, but something, I think, a little, you know.
Well, but, I'm sorry to hear that. But I'm grateful and glad that you passed, and
thank
I just
you.
Give God all the thanks.
On to the next,
despite
guys.
All.
On to the next.
May favor continue to surround you. Amen.
You know what, I actually wrote down quite a few things that I wanted to tell you, like throughout the week, like things would come up, but I'm not asking that. I'm gonna
ask me a question.
I think actually it's just statements of like what happened during my week. I'm reading, I'm just like, I don't think it's questions. Oh, I went to the Afro
concert. Yeah, how was that?
With my sister, Afro House.
How was that?
My sister's feet stopped working the next day.
Not her feet stopped working. That's tough.
But guys, it was good. Maybe I'll insert a clip of like, you hear that song? I see baby. Is that not? Bro, that song when it played, it was. It was such a vibe. But I do love me a little bit of Afro House. I'm more obviously Afro swing because it's very much more chilled. The way everything was jumping, the bass was going from my feet to my teeth vibrating, and I was literally there like, I think I just wanna. My sister stayed out there till she, I think she got back home at 5.
Oh, you left morning. Earlier.
You only set out to 5. This was pre-exam, people.
Oh.
This was literally like last week. Like, I had to preserve my energy because even though it was like a week's time, but still.
Yeah, you didn't want to tear yourself out.
And also, because like.
Was it Sunday? Wait, was it the day that I left?
Yeah, it was that day.
You went?
Yeah, I did. I wasn't going to go.
Yeah, you wasn't.
I literally said I wasn't going to go, but then my sister did come with me to Billie Eilish, so I was just like, Loretto, what the hell? Like,
yeah. Let's go. Be fair.
Yeah, let's be fair here. So I went and like, you know, I actually saw a friend from years ago.
Really?
From NCS days. If you guys don't know what NCS is, basically UK 15-year-olds, you can do this thing in the summer. I don't know if they still do it. And it's like 3 weeks of being with like people from like surrounding schools and all that lot, and you do like these activities, group bonding, all that sort of vibe. And I saw that he tapped me. He said to me, he said, are you Loretto, sister? So I was thinking, no, I am Loretto. And he was like, oh my gosh, like, I saw you and I recognized you straight away. I was like, oh my gosh.
No, are you Loretto, sister?
Exactly. I was thinking, oh. He's like, yeah, because you look exactly. I was like, oh my gosh, it's crazy. But I had like, at that point, I had had like a drink or so. So I think, I don't know if I like accidentally like hit his head or something. I don't know what happened. But like I was saying, and the thing is, I felt like I didn't feel drunk. Like I wasn't drunk and I wasn't tipsy, but I feel like, you know, when you're a bit, I don't know, a bit loose or clumsy. I don't know what happened, but he was so sweet. It was so crazy. I haven't seen this guy in how many years? Nearly 10 years.
Wow,
that's actually crazy. Nearly like 9-10 years. It's crazy, but yeah, he looks the same too. I need to tell Eska that. I forgot to tell her that I saw him. It was kind of wild. I also had a thought. You know, in London, the way people walk,
you went London.
I'm even real thinking, why did you remind me that? You know how people walk, you know, like how we're all able to just,
yeah,
like go between the gaps. I think Londoners who like can function and function well in the rush hour could be really good at the military like formation.
I know what you mean.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
because they stay like narrow-minded, they just need to get to where they're going and
yeah,
look at what's in their way,
and they just do it perfectly.
They slip
between, but I've twice in a row stepped on someone's shoe by accident.
Oh.
And I walked quick enough that they looked back and it looked like somebody else. I was just like, sorry. But
how did you do that?
I thought, you know when like someone's going this way and you're going that way, like, someone's going, for the audio listeners, someone's going like towards like the left side and you're going towards the right, and you sort of crossover. At that point of crossover, I guess their foot is still at the back, and in my mind I think it's a bit ahead, so I put my foot down and their shoe comes off and I'm like, oh sorry. But by the time they turn back, I'm already there. So they didn't notice me.
You're a bad girl. Bad girl.
Relief. I've just get pattern, I'm sorting out my formation. Guys, I used to work from home.
This is formation. New to you.
Yeah, exactly.
No, like, you can find nips and crooks that you can just walk.
Exactly,
in.
But like, let me just.
You gotta do it with pace and speed.
Exactly.
As well. Don't be lazy.
But I'm actually getting good at it though.
Good.
Yeah.
At the same time, holding your phone tightly in your bag.
You know, when anyone walks past me, the way I grip my phone, you're not stealing my phone today.
God forbid. Never ever. Okay. That is so funny though.
Oh, last thing, one day when you're excited, walk to work. You know what? I didn't walk the whole way to work. I nearly walked the whole way to work, but it was day one of my period and I got like 3/4 of the way through. I had to tap out. But the day before then, when I like did the walk to the station, I thought my bag was waterproof.
It's not
waterproof. And it had my tops that I need to change into for work. So when I got to work, I was feeling the
wetness.
And I just said, oh.
The moist.
And I had to wear like my 3/4 zip. And because of like that's not what I normally wear, people are like, oh, you're quite casual today. My stuff's wet.
No, like, you're actually quite casual today. Why are you watching me like that?
Like, my stuff's wet. The 3/4 zip was crazy and I loved it because they love the AC in my workplace. It's kind of chilly.
Oh my gosh, they do.
So, but.
What, Harper and Lewis?
Mm-hmm. Exactly that. I love me a Harper and Lewis. But yeah, sorry, that was it to be fair. It was, but yeah guys, should we get on to the thing we love to talk about?
The most. So guys, just to remind you guys, we are reading a book called
Stay With Me by Ayobami Adebayo.
And just to recap you guys.
Mm-hmm.
It is a book about a woman who is struggling with infertility. Mm-hmm. And we're kind of just reading it from her and her husband's lens about how they're navigating the situation. But there are jaw-droppers in this
book.
Jaw-droppers. So Loretta has actually read up to chapter 13 and I am at chapter 8. We're meant to be doing this.
You're not too far.
But
you know, guys, again, I was revising, so I needed pockets of, you know, switching the scene.
So where we left you guys is that the main character, Yechide, was introduced to her second wife or her husband's second wife, Fumilayo, shortened name Fumi.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we left you guys.
So much has happened.
Yeah, where we at now is.
Look, would you want to say where you are? Because where I'm at is there's a lot going on.
Okay, so. Let me think of jaw-dropper number one. The main jaw-dropper was that... I'm so disappointed with Yechide, I'm not gonna lie. This girl, guys, she went to the mountain. Okay, let me start from the beginning. She's a hairdresser and she owns a salon.
Mm-hmm.
And she kind of just talks us through about how she like got there, etc. We now know that Akin is the one that, you know, found the place for her and kind of supported her on that journey. Cool. Goes to the salon one day, it's pissing down rain, her car doesn't start, she walks there even. So you already know, like, your day's not started the way that you wanted it to start. So you're kind of, like, annoyed, yeah?
Yeah.
Anything can set you off, right? She gets to the salon now, she sees her apprentices come in one by one. They all came in late because it was raining. I don't think they had a means of transport to get to the salon. Cool. She's doing people's hair as she does, like, your normal day. She's already eating her lunch. She's taking a minute, Who walks in the shop? She describes this woman as a beautiful woman, I think, something like that. Who's, like, really pretty, has nice nails, the same colour as the mugs that her and her husband use every single morning when they drink their coffee. Red, I think it is. She looks up and she notices it's Fumi. Fumi goes up to her and says, oh, my mother.
Yeah.
Like hello.
Who's mother, she says.
Yeah, Chidi's like,
who's your mom?
Don't call me mother if you don't get her right now.
Yeah.
And Yechide's basically telling us that back in the day, she used to be one rough beater.
Yeah,
like,
she will was throw hands. Like, and she said she never lost the fight.
Yeah, never. Never ever. She said her face never touched sand or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
She is kind of confronted with Fumi's like visit, like unannounced visit, kind
at
of
her
like
salon.
Yeah. Mm. And I don't like Fumi's vibe, even though she's like being nice. I think it's like hidden. Like, she's been snarky.
Yeah, she was doing it from a place of, like...
Yeah, like, oh, Yechide, even though you're barren, it's okay, because when I conceive, your womb will open.
Yeah, she's... What is the word? I know what you're trying to say. It's like...
Not snarky, but... I don't know, like...
She's catty, like...
Yeah, it's giving second wife.
Yeah, like, it's giving... Yeah, I'm that girl. Like, once I'm like
yeah, like, woman, find your place.
Like, you're the person who's entered into her marriage, not the other way around.
And she has a cheek to say, yeah, our husband is taking really good care of me. Like, I don't need to work a job. Exactly. And initially, it's like, for some, we do. So it's kind of like,
I think even she didn't want to work that job. It's not like she has to work it.
Yeah.
And then, what's the main thing? Like,
oh, the main thing. This is what I'm disappointed.
Not the mountain bit.
Oh.
Familia moves in. Do you know that?
No.
Oh, okay, I jumped. Sorry. Anyway, get back to the mountain.
You galloped, you didn't jump.
Back to the mountain.
When does this happen?
Back to the mountain.
Oh my days, guys.
Okay. Sorry, me, it jumbled. Anyway.
Okay, cool. So, back at the hairdressers. Yachina's just basically mad. Like, she's mad irritated. Like, why is this woman coming to visit me at my place of work? You know, at my business. Yeah, my escape. Where my clients are, my employees are. People now know my business.
Exactly.
And she said that her friend, and is it her sister? Or two friends. They don't know about Yachina's now new situation of, like, having a sister wife. She said that she doesn't want to tell them because one of them is a single mother and the second one is a third wife. So she feels like if she was to vent to them, they would not provide her with the advice that she probably want or the best of advice.
She feels like she'll just be saying it for the sake of saying it.
Exactly. And she's kind of bottled this in. Like, she's not really spoken to anyone like that. So she's like irritated by that. Cool. And she's concluded to herself, like, the only way to get Fumilera out of my life is if I get pregnant.
Or she's like, leave it, yeah, because she's like, out of my life, but just to get like one up. Like, she's like, I need to get there first.
One up, yeah.
Yeah.
So, what does she do? I'm disappointed. I mean,
yeah, this one, guys, when I read it, I was just a bit like, I understand desperate times, desperate measures, but this
that's
one,
not desperate.
That's a measure that must not be taken.
You must not even go, because if.
I guess, a bit as a woman of God, that like, she's portrayed herself to be,
she's proclaimed, I don't mean
that's
proclaimed.
Not the path that she should have
never.
So
you don't know what she's done. Like,
she basically went to the mountain to, was it basically a witch doctor?
Basically. Oh my days. Even
I'm
like
laughing, but it's like, if I don't laugh,
it's actually not funny. Because you know how I don't want to say it because it might scare our, like, listeners, and it will scare my fellow, like, sister.
Yeah, like, that's just,
but
a bit,
it's so real.
I feel like also it reflects the
desperation.
Yeah, the desperation that she has.
But still, trust
do this.
Anyways.
But yeah, so she goes to a witch doctor to get her pregnant for the, she like wanting the pregnancy, and she does like a bit of a ritualistic.
I don't even want to say it.
Yeah,
this.
Like,
it's just,
if you
want to
read, it's just a bit. It's a bit like,
it's crazy.
Yeah, it's a bit like, whoa, like, that just did what? So she does this whole ritual on the mountain, and she comes down and she's saying that she's pregnant to Akin, her husband.
Oh, what did the witch doctor say to her? She can't.
Yeah, she can't have any,
like,
sort of like relations
with
her. That's a crazy way. You're making it sound like the animals and what he would make.
What she did was an animal. What she did was animal activity.
But yeah, she couldn't like have any sort of like relations, like marital relations with her husband if she wants to become pregnant.
Yeah.
So cool, she comes down from the mountain, speaks, like, she tells her husband Akin that she's pregnant, and then Akin's there like she's just thinking like she's actually lost it, like she's
which she has, respectfully.
And then he says he's decided like he has to get her pregnant. I can't lie, when he said that I was a bit like, the way it was worded, maybe I'm jumping because obviously I haven't read the whole book yet, but it made it seem like he was holding back from getting her to be pregnant because he was like, maybe obviously it's a lens of I have to get her pregnant because she's clearly, the desperation is showing, or it's like, okay, fine, I'll get her pregnant, I have to get her pregnant now, from like a place of, oh, like, I haven't really been trying, like, it's not really been like a, but then I don't think that's the lens he's looking at it from, considering there's a whole other wife that's been added to the equation, because that'd be crazy if he's doing that for the sake of another wife, but to each their own. But yeah, so cool. Then what happens? Her stomach starts showing.
I don't think I'm there yet.
What bit are you at?
She's at the hospital.
Just let her lead the way. I don't know.
She's at the hospital and she's happy that she's like vomiting and going through the early signs of pregnancy. That's
yeah,
where I'm at.
That. Okay, cool. And then have you got to the bit where she speaks to the doctor?
No. I've got to the bit where the doctor's like saying, hey, like what's going on with your body or
Okay. So I'll just stop it at that.
I don't feel like this is a baby. This is some sort of like, because she's I don't even know.
When I was reading it, I predicted what it was. And it turned out to be what it was, but I also feel like
ectopic.
Like it was like a bit of a
an abscess.
No.
Fibroid.
Do you want me to tell you what it is?
Yeah.
It's like a, because sometimes when a woman like it, I don't know if it's like a form of, again, I don't want to say like psychosis because I don't know if that's like the right term, but it's like sometimes not psychosis. It could be a form of psychosis what she was going through, but it can also be a thing where the body thinks it's pregnant and behaves as though it is pregnant and starts showing pregnancy symptoms and starts showing. Oh. But there's no baby.
Oh, there is a term for that.
Yeah, so this, like, she's obviously showing these pregnancy symptoms, but there's like no baby. But I was also saying because she went on the mountain, because she asked to be pregnant rather than have the baby, if that was like a whole thing where it's like she got what she wanted, but because she didn't specify, she didn't get what she wanted. And obviously, I don't think she should have been doing that anyway, so.
She doesn't know what she's like. Yeah. I know it's a fictional character, but even still, like, it's
and the thing, have you read the bit where she tells Akin's mum?
No.
Okay, then. I won't say anything. Normally, since it's like, say it, but I, obviously, this book is so good, like, you just have to experience it and read it, like, yeah, on your own, so I completely hear it. But,
this is, yeah, crazy.
This book so far is just, like, well,
just engaging in demonic evil forces, you never know what you're doing.
Yeah, and there's a whole political aspect that you'll get to as well that occurs. Well, because obviously in the way the book's written, it flashes back and flashes to,
yeah,
like, their present time, then back to like how they met, like their relationship, like different points. And it does touch on like a point in I don't know if it's like real contextual history, but Nigerian history, where there's like a, we'll get to it when Cinta's read that part, but there's like a political aspect that plays like...
That means you can't read anymore.
Yeah, I can't. I want to read so much. But especially now because I finished my exam, I could just...
Yeah, you actually could, but you can't. How many chapters are there?
There's 3 parts in the book.
This is her. I'm gonna read
it. Don't ruin it for yourself.
I just want to know how many...
No, because Cinta has a habit of like... It's 3 parts. Yeah, you get to the 41, I think. 41 chapters.
Okay, but maybe we should both read up to 15.
Part 5? 43? It's 42 chapters. But,
42, that's 9. That's 9 episodes.
Well, this is episode 10 actually as well. So this will be the end of season 3.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, guys, this is the final episode of season 3. Because we didn't finish reading Open Water, it's sort of like...
Yeah, like, it meant
jagged,
to be...
Like,
yeah,
it's a book season, per season. But it's okay, guys.
We make the rules.
Yeah. Sorry. Oh, you're saying we don't make the rules, but yeah, we do make the rules.
Yeah, we do.
Sorry, guys, you gotta follow along. But,
that's where we're at.
That the book really... I think it... Because again, you haven't read to that bit, but it just shows like the desperation that
causes all wisdom to go out your head. Sorry,
I wasn't getting it that way, but true. Because again, this is like familial pressure, societal pressure, like the pressure she's putting on herself.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it's just all them things playing together at once that she's literally gone to a length that I don't think
was wise. Cast your burdens onto the Lord and he shall give you rest.
Yeah,
knock
that,
and the door shall be opened. Ask and you shall receive.
That was kind of wild. And the way the whole navigating of Fumilayo and Yechide and her having to, I don't know, like, it's just giving stake your claim type energy. The fact that she came to Yechide's place of work to already, yeah, like we just said before, like already you've stepped
marking
into her,
her
marriage.
Yeah.
Now you're coming to step into her escape. So it's like, at this point in Chile has literally nowhere to go. And I think there's a recurring theme, I don't know if you've noticed, where she, I also don't know if it's from me reading ahead, but it's like having somebody there for you, because she says that she comes from a line with no, she has no lineage, and her dad passed away, but her dad had like multiple wives, she never got along with her,
so she's always like, been in like isolation, she's always been like by herself,
exactly, she's so Akin was her only family, so she really held on to that,
for now that to be removed, from her, not removed,
and it's not for her, from her lack of effort or lack of trying, it's from something that's actually above her, like she can't help the reality that she's existing with her fertility. Again, obviously we haven't read the full book, but we don't know if it's Akin who's causing these fertility issues either. Let's put that out there. But it's just, there's so many layers. Like literally the title, Stay With Me, like why is everything leaving her? Why is she constantly being like forsaken or pushed to the like wayside? Like that, it's just, it's already so sad. And
it's already so sad.
Shout out to, I can't remember her name, I think it was Yura's Diary or something like that. She commented on I think you've commented on either last week's video, no, the video before, she's read the book herself, and she said like, prepared to like be shocked type stuff.
My goodness.
So, and you had a friend that's also read it, and they said that every jaw dropper. I'm looking forward to it. I'm also like, the way my jaw dropped with the whole mountain stuff, if you guys haven't read it, like the way my jaw dropped, if my jaw's gonna continue dropping, I'm just gonna,
I don't know. All I'm saying is, everybody, just give your love to Christ, okay? He's your first love, only love, the love that fills any void in your heart, because that one, she needs it, even though she's fictional, she needs it. We all need him. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, guys, thank you so much for listening. I don't know, I'm just kind of like, I know in the beginning, like I was like teasing Larissa, like no, but now actually just thinking about the actions that she'd done.
Yeah, guys, if honestly, read the book.
I don't even want to repeat it. We're not going to repeat.
It's not like, it is wild what she did, but it's also like,
we don't want to like put that out there.
Yeah.
Anyways, guys,
thank you so much
for listening.
Watching, listening. We hope you enjoyed. Please don't forget to like, share, comment, and subscribe. But yeah, if you're listening,
please don't forget to rate us 5 stars.
Smackaroonies.
5 smackaroonies. Oh, see, I knew I was going to say it, but I didn't trust myself.
Should've. Don't forget to leave us a review.
If you're feeling a vibe.
You know the TikTok girls? I don't know if you know you're on TikTok. Damilola and her sister.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, she's feeling a vibe. What song is that for, again?
Two-Face, is it Jack the Ripper?
They played at my sister's gym session.
Did they?
That song, bang on. What a time. Anyway, yeah, we'll see you next time, guys. Don't forget to read the book. If you want to read the book, Stay With Me, Ayobami Adebayo. So far, amazing. It makes sense why it's on the Women's Prize for Fiction shortlisted. See you next time, guys. Bye. I did your thing again. Bye.